Back to school means a return to routine, school bells, tests, clubs, sports. But many students have something else on their minds, or rather, their heads, because the end of summer is also back to school time for head lice. WKNO's Cindy Wolf tells us how parents are scratching their children's age-old itch.
This 9-year-old boy is scratching right now, in fact.
It itches a lot, in multiple places. I mean, so many places that I can't even use two hands to itch them.
He found out that he had lice while taking a test.
And a lice fell out onto my test. I told my teacher and she told me to the nurse, and the nurse, certainly, she looked through my hair, picked out a lice, put it in a piece of tape, and said it I could keep it as my pet.
His mother wasn't amused.
She said it was gross.
Lice outlive the Roman Empire. They're still thriving. A study from Iowa University says there are even super lice, resistant to most delouser products, which is why some people seek out natural or non-chemical remedies. One national service called Lice Doctors offers just that. Deborah Meadows is their Memphis associate.
Most of the people we do go visit have a counter full of the shampoos and the prescription, and it's just kind of a cycle that you want to stop.
Her service is more expensive than over-the-counter lice treatments, but the work is guaranteed. First, she drenches her clients' heads in olive oil. Then, the bad news.
And you're going to sleep in it for 8 hours, every night, for 7 days straight. And then, every other night for another 2 weeks. So you're sleeping in olive oil for a total of 21 days, which covers the entire life cycle of the louse.
After that comes the nitpicking. Literally, pulling out the eggs with a fine-toothed comb. She gets the adults, too, which are about the size of a sesame seed. Her company doesn't use chemicals or unnatural substances, just cheap olive oil. She says that some products kill the adults, but not the eggs.
What we do is suffocate the bug. We're not going to use anything toxic that's going to affect the nervous system. We're going to suffocate it because they can hold their breath up to 6 hours.
Her clients want her visit to be discreet, sometimes at night. As with cockroaches, people don't want others to know their homes are infested with lice. This mom agreed to be interviewed if we didn't identify her family.
I think there's a stigma about it. I think it makes you feel like you don't have good hygiene. When I guess actually that's not true since they like clean hair. But it feels gross. It's just not something you want to go tell in the world.
Most of Meadows' clients are white and attend elite private schools. African Americans aren't as likely to get head lice because they use more styling products in their hair, which act as a deterrent even in white hair. Lice are considered pests, but don't spread disease. Some ways to keep from getting head lice?
We recommend that if you're going to a sleepover, you take your own pillow and sleeping bag. If you're on a sports team, you have your own cap. You don't share brushes.
It's also not a good idea to touch heads when taking pictures with friends. A louse can creep from one head to another, faster than a shutter. The best prevention is to keep your hair artificially dirty. That means using products such as hairspray, gel, or mousse, the stuff that lice don't like. Easier for some than others.
I don't need to keep it artificially dirty because it's always, like, just dirty.
So, is there any way to stop the annual lice invasion in the schools? Meadows has a suggestion.
If the policy was everybody slept in olive oil for 21 days before school started, you wouldn't have head lice.
21 days sleeping in olive oil? That idea might leave some policymakers scratching their heads. For WKNO News, I'm Cindy Wolf. Baby, baby, I'm itching.